Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Andrew Kahn is with the Ann Arbor News. He covers the Michigan Wolverine basketball team, and they hired Juwan Howard today to replace John Beilein, who left for the NBA and the Cavs job. Andrew, thanks for coming on the bench. How you doing?
Scott, I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
I figured earlier you might have had, because, you know, you cover the team, maybe you were over standing in line for your family, getting them their season tickets so that they could start supporting Juwan Howard and the Wolverines, because they're excited in Ann Arbor again.
Well, excited again. I mean, you know, John Beilein obviously did a great job. He's the all-time winningest coach in program history. But there's, you know, this is a different kind of excitement. You know, from it's an alum. A very high-profile one, someone who was an excellent player here, had a long NBA career. You know, he's a name more familiar to Michigan fans than John Beilein was when he was hired 12 years ago. You know, will he leave with you know, Michigan fans feeling the same way you know, they did about John Beilein last week when it was announced he was gone? Time will tell.
Did you think that you know, when he had like another like heart attack or whatever he had like another situation with his health, and you know, and then he you know, came back or he was fine or whatever. Were you did it blindside you at all? Anything that the guy went to the NBA?
It's a good question. It did in that the announcement, there was no lead into it. You know, no reporters, none of the national guys had scooped the fact that he had interview even. So that part of it certainly blindsided really everyone here, you know, involved with the Michigan basketball program in some way. But then take a step back, John Beilein as the coach of the Cleveland Cavaliers. No, not entirely shocking, because he had interviewed the previous year with the Detroit Pistons. He was not offered the job. He made that very clear. He repeated, "I was not offered the job." So, you know, there was questions. Well, if you were, would you have taken it? And this time he was, and he did. So, you know, it's a guy who's just, you know, hit every rung on the coaching ladder, you know, on the way up in his career, from literally from high school to, you know, Division III, Division II, Major Division I, and now, you know, the next step, was the only step next to take was to the NBA.
Did you think, Andrew Kahn with us, Ann Arbor News, did you think that he – you know, with his health and everything, because, I mean, let's face facts, he's had some issues. Are you surprised at all that he's going to go, you know, because I feel like, you know, the only stress he ever had in Ann Arbor was, like, in the Final Four. I mean, the guy was always coming through. He was such a great coach there, I thought, and they were always in it, playing for national championships. They were in Final Fours, NCAA tournaments. I mean, just always in big games, Big Ten games, big tournament games, huge, you know, even holiday tournament games. I thought he took the program to amazing heights. Do you think that with his health and everything, that he can, like, frankly, handle the stress of the NBA, where he's going is just an absolutely crappy situation? I don't care what anybody says. They stink.
Well, I won't speculate, I guess, on the specifics of his health. He had his, you know, heart surgery, you know, last summer, you know, coached a full season, looked good, said he felt good, you know, said he, you know, by certainly a couple months into the season, said he was 100%. So I guess that's all I'll go there. But as far as the stress of the job itself, you know, he said that this time last year, when he went through the interview process with the Pistons, that he reached out to some, you know, college coaches that had made that jump. Brad Stevens and Billy Donovan's, you know, name come to mind. And, you know, they told him that the NBA life can actually be a lot less stressful because you're not, you actually have some time off. You know, the off season can be a true off season. In college, you're always recruiting. You're always worrying about, you know, your players. You are some, you know, in some ways sort of a babysitter for you know, these kids and your program. At the NBA, you can really focus on coaching. That was one of the things that, you know, drew him to that level was the pure coaching of the situation where you're, again, you're not recruiting and you can actually enjoy some off time. So I get what you're saying. It's a high-pressure league. Their team is going to take a lot of losses. You know, he didn't lose consecutive games at Michigan, you know, in over two seasons. He could very well start, you know, 0-2 with Cleveland. So I get what you're saying there, but I don't think he views that necessarily as a negative.
Andrew Kahn covers the Wolverines for the Ann Arbor News. He's on the bench. So let me ask you, because I thought he was, you know, how long have you covered the team? Because I thought he was like, for me, I mean, I really do think he was the best coach I've ever seen there. And I've seen them all. I'm in my mid-50s. I've seen them all. Like, who do you think, who do you think maybe, like, would you say, is there anyone that you would pick over him as that's done a better job at Ann Arbor at coaching basketball?
No. I mean, this is my second full season on the beat. The year before, I was doing some freelancing, so I was here in Ann Arbor and
right.
followed the team. I mean, he's got the most wins, so the numbers back it up. You know, Sweet 16, 5 of the last 7 years, the two Final Fours. You know, so those things, absolutely. Yeah, so I mean, and you know, did it without any, you know, hint of a scandal or anything like that. No off court problems. You know, I've never been in a courtroom on this beat so far. So yeah, I'd have to say yes. You know, Steve Fisher. You know, he obviously filled in 1989 and won a national championship. You know, the only one in program history, went to a couple more Final Fours. Yeah, this is John Beilein is definitely going to go down as the best coach in Michigan basketball history as things stand now.
So how do you think Juwan Howard will translate from being a very well-respected and beloved assistant in Miami where, I mean, there isn't one guy in the NBA that'll say a bad word about the guy. I mean, he is really well-liked by players and a champion himself. And he's with you know, what a great proving ground with Riley and Spoelstra and LeBron and D Wade and Bosch, and he was there for all of that and played with them. And so I got to ask you. I mean, I just think he's a fantastic player, coach, NBA, college. I think he's going to translate smoothly, and I think he'll relate to these kids even more than Beilein. Beilein to me is like Grandpa Jones, but I think he's the best coach I ever saw there. But I think Howard's going to be more down with players. I think recruiting and as a player's coach, I think he can do phenomenally well in Ann Arbor.
Yeah, no, I mean the point about his how he's viewed around the league is spot on. I mean, I was at the NBA draft combine last week and, you know, knew he was a potential candidate and tried to talk to as many people as possible about Juwan Howard. And, geez, yeah, they all just raved about him. He's just very respected from guys who played against him to guys, you know, who knew him more as a coach. So, yeah, at that point, absolutely. You know, the one thing is he does not have the experience of being a college coach. So I think his staff will be he doesn't have experience being a college coach or a head coach, so his staff will be important, the assistants that he hires. But you know, here's a guy who, despite being a star player, that doesn't always translate to then being a good coach, because you know, you have the talent and you know, you can't always get the players to do the things that you could do. But you know, I talked to you know, his college coaches earlier tonight. And they said that even at Michigan, he was not, you know, never the most athletic guy. He was a guy who valued fundamentals. He had great footwork. He was just someone who really thought the game out. And I don't think you have a 19-year NBA career without doing that. Because, yeah, you can maybe get by on your talent early. But, you know, by the end of that, you're probably using a little more guile and you know, your basketball IQ. So I think he'll definitely bring all of that to the table. And recruiting is another great point because, you know, John Beilein, for all his success, you know, never recruited a McDonald's All-American, was not typically landing five stars. Now, that's not really a knock on him because at the end of the day, you win. If you win, it doesn't really matter, you know, how you built your team. He won, and he did it cleanly. So that's the important thing. But, geez, it sure doesn't you make your job a little easier if you can get the better players.
Do you think, Andrew Conwood of Santa Barbara News, do you think, lastly, because, you know, they've kind of, unless I'm wrong, I'm a Big Ten guy. I went to Indiana, and I was there for night. I worked for night, and I've been there a million times to Chrysler and to Ann Arbor, blah, blah, blah. My mom and dad went to school there. I never hear the end of it, the Michigan Wolverines. My mom died. It was finally one voice calmed, and then I had to listen to my dad. He went to Duke, too. He never shuts up about all that stupid Duke basketball. But let me ask you. They've basically eradicated, like, they don't even talk about the Fab Five there. It's like they never existed because of all the whatever cheating and everything else. And they took down banners and everything else. So what's it like now, do you think, to have them? Everyone's talking about the Fab Five now again, like it's like yesterday, and that he's back there coaching and he was a part of it. Like, do they have no problem with that at all?
It kind of is amazing. They just went from John Beilein to, yes, a member of the Fab Five. Now, he was never implicated in any of these things. They didn't just hire, Chris Webber as the coach. But it is interesting. Now, last year, they took a step. This past season, it was, 30th anniversary of the 89 championship team, which, wasn't the Fab Five team, but, did have that same coach.
Glenn Rice, son. Glenn Rice, son.
There you go. He was there. He was at Chrysler Center. Yeah, so, Steve Fisher was back and honored for the first time. So, that was a step. And certainly John Beilein deserves probably more credit even than he got for trying to make, a reunion of sorts happen. His, his hands were tied early in his career. There was a disassociation from the program, mandated, that he could do nothing about. But he was certainly reaching out to a lot of those guys. And, he never quite could get through to Weber, who did show up on campus last season, but on the football field, not the basketball court.
Right.
I think absolutely now there'd be no – I don't think, Chris Weber or any of these guys weren't coming back because they had something against John Beilein, but, now that they're – one of their former teammates is leading the program, can absolutely expect a reunion of sorts.
So, Mafia, how, a lot of guys yell and one when they get fouled on a shot?
Yes.
What do I yell when I get fouled under the bucket?
Glenn Rice.
That's right, son. So most people, Andrew, yell and one, and everything. Whenever I score and get hammered and finish with the bucket, I always yell Glenn Rice. And I've done it for, literally, I think since 1989. I've yelled Glenn Rice. I was playing in a game Saturday, and I busted out a Glenn Rice. And everyone, all these kids look at me like I got boogers on my face. They have no idea who I'm talking about. Meanwhile, he was like the greatest Wolverine ever, if you ask me. Glenn Rice, what a badass. Hey, Andrew, great stuff tonight on Juwan Howard. I think he'll do fantastic with the Wolverines. Good luck covering him. Thanks for coming on CBS Sports Radio and breaking it all down for us, brother.
Absolutely. MLive.com if you want to read more.
All right, there you go. MLive.com sounds like an idea for me to tap into some more Wolverine news. Anyway, there you go. Andrew Kahn of the Ann Arbor News.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.